UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has described 2004 as a horrible year for the world body, but says he has no plans to resign and intends to push for dramatic change in the year ahead. Mr. Annan acknowledged that the Iraq oil for food scandal has cast a shadow over the United Nations. Mr. Annan began his traditional end-of-year news conference with a frank admission that this has been a painful 12 months, both for the United Nations and for him personally.
There's no doubt that this has been a particularly difficult year, and I am relieved that this annus horribilis is coming to an end. There has been lots of criticism against the UN, particularly focusing on the allegations surrounding the oil for food. These are serious allegations. We take them seriously, and this is why we are doing everything we can to get to the bottom of this. I know that certain quarters have been quite persistent in attacking the UN and me, but there have also been some constructive criticisms which we accept.
Mr. Annan said he is pleased that an oil for food investigation led by former U.S. Central Bank Chief Paul Volcker would be issuing an interim report of its findings in January. The report is to include internal audit reports that U.S. congressional investigators have been demanding. Mr. Annan reiterated his intention to finish the 2 years remaining in his term as Secretary General, despite calls from some Republican U.S. lawmakers and conservative media for him to step down. He said, despite tense periods in the relationship with the Bush administration, there has been close cooperation on many issues.
The U.S. needs the UN and the UN needs the U.S., and we need to find a way of working together. The current criticisms and the attacks have not been helpful for the relationship, regardless of which quarter it comes from. And we need to find a way of putting those kinds of acrimonious discussions behind us and move on. We have a very important agenda to tackle for the next 2 years or so. And I think it is important that everybody focuses on that. And I hope the Volcker report, when it comes out, would also help clear the air.
Mr. Annan described his recent visit to Washington as good and said the subject of his resignation did not come up in his talks with Secretary of State Colin Powell and his designated successor Condoleezza Rice. Mr. Annan's second 5-year term as Secretary General is due to expire at the end of 2006. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.